The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Sarah, who wrote in. Hi Megan, my name is Sarah, and I am 16 years old. I am trying to find better stage makeup for Nutcracker and would love to hear your thoughts on the makeup you use, and also what is recommended by other New York City Ballet dancers. Thanks, I just love your show. Sarah, thanks for writing in. I'm so glad you're enjoying the podcast. It's hard to explain stage makeup without a visual, but I will do my best. We have a bit of a more glamorous stage makeup at New York City Ballet than at other companies. It was developed by a wonderful makeup artist from back in Balanchine's day. His name was Michael Avedon, and he used to be the makeup artist when I first got into the company. So he taught all of us his method for ballet makeup, something that he had perfected over the years. He was meticulous about going and checking our makeup from the audience, even with binoculars, when we were dancing and under the lights, so that we could make sure we were doing the right things to accentuate our features. I have realized over the years that other companies do a more subtle version of stage makeup than we do, maybe not so much contour and a less dramatic eye, but New York City Ballet has its own aesthetic, and the glamorous aspect, the way Balanchine saw women to be so glamorous, is something we all like to hold on to. Because at New York City Ballet we're performing in a huge theater for an audience of 2,600 people, and we want to be seen by that last row in the fourth ring, the way we do stage makeup will probably not be appropriate for your own performance, but I can give you some tips to look great. Of course, you will want to use a base, concealer, and powder. Most important thing here is to make sure that your face is not more pale than your neck or upper chest. The base on your face should blend in easily to the rest of your skin color. And make sure to cover up any under eye circles or blemishes well with a concealer. You can even use a concealer on the eyelids as a good base for your eyeshadow. The next step is the eye makeup. Make sure your brows are shaped and clean, and don't overdo drawing on a brow for stage. You want it to still be kind of subtle. Sometimes I use a light brown shadow with a bit of water on a brush to fill in the rest of my brow. I think a heavy brown pencil can sometimes be really difficult to pull off well. You have to be a good makeup artist to have the light perfect touch. So I would suggest using a thin brush with a little bit of water and then using a shadow. The most important thing in terms of eye makeup, however, is having a great dark top line. It's key to making your eyes pop from the stage. You don't have to, perfect having a wing at the end. Fake lashes will take care of this, but a clean line is important. Then you want to make sure to add some type of contour to the crease of the eyelid. At New York City Ballet, we sometimes like to play around with dramatic colors like purple, dark blue, or even a bit of green. But if you aren't great with makeup, stick to a nice brown shadow. Really, the color doesn't matter so much as the tone. It has to be the right amount layered on so that it is doing the job of, showing your eyes. I usually apply my eyeshadow with a little bit of water on the brush so that the color goes on a little more dynamic. And what you're doing is, basically drawing the crease of the edge of your eye as it goes in. And then you can blend on top of that with a dry brush and the same shadow or a complementary kind of color. Also, a little highlight of a pale pink or cream under the arch of the brow on the inside of each eye is nice. I do a bottom line right next to my bottom lashes. Lots of people like to have this a bit away from the eye to make your eyes look bigger, but this can quickly lead to looking like you don't know what you're doing. So if you have smaller eyes, you will need to practice drawing a bottom line that doesn't make you look stranger. It should only enhance your eyes and look super natural from far away, like your eyes are awake. Really, if you look at yourself in the mirror and blur your vision, you shouldn't be distracted by the lines you have drawn. They should only enhance. I like to use this trick to see what my makeup might look like from afar. The best part of stage makeup is a great fake lash, and you can get them at any drugstore these days. My trick for applying fake lashes well is to first make sure that the lash isn't too long for the width of your eye. It should fit on easily without any excess on the edges. So if you need to trim, do so. Then I like to make sure the band of the fake lash is going to contour well to the roundness of my eye. I have very round eyes, so sometimes like that inner part of the lash always pops off. So when I put a thin layer of glue on the band of the lashes, while I wait a couple seconds for it to set, I make sure to bend it so that the lashes get used to having a curve to them. This way they fit better and stay better on my eyelids. You can do one more top line of black after the lashes have properly set, just to make sure that the whole line is cohesive. There should be no gap or visible white glue between that line you've made and your lashes. Finish with a couple strokes of mascara, top and bottom. For contour and blush, you want to use a light brown under your cheekbones. Basically, from the cheekbone near your ear, the line comes in a little and then has a slight curve down. It should exactly follow underneath your cheekbone. Remember, we are enhancing our own features, not randomly drawing on our faces. If you have blonde hair or a high forehead, one trick we use at New York City Ballet is to shadow a bit in your hairline to make sure you don't look bald from out front. The more blonde you are, the more light this brown contour needs to be. You want to make sure this is subtle. But if you blur your eyes or stand far away from the mirror, you know, you shouldn't be able to see these contour lines. They should blend in really well. Add a little blush to above the contour line, making sure to blend. Nothing like blush on apples of the cheeks, just kind of blending on top of that contour line. Blending is super key. Sometimes, you know, it's a process of having to pat some powder over it and kind of adding the makeup again if you've overdone it. Ballet blush shouldn't be super visible if you're looking at yourself straight on in the mirror. You don't necessarily want to hit the apples of your cheeks so much as making the cheekbone area look contoured. You can also highlight right above the blush line under the eye, especially right under the outer part of your eye, to make your cheekbones pop. For lips, please don't go super dark red goth. You need to have a light enough tone in your lipstick so that the lips look like they don't disappear on stage, but rather pop and pick up the light. My favorite colors for stage are Russian red, if I'm doing a more dramatic ballet, and what I most often use is bombshell from MAC. Both of those colors are from MAC. These are what work for me. It's different for everybody, but I like to mix the bombshell color with a bit of a darker pencil so that it doesn't come out too light. When you line your lips, you can perfect them a little bit. If you have, you know, a thinner top lip, you want to make sure that, you know, you make things a little more even. This is the beauty of stage makeup. We get to perfect ourselves. And then cover, fill in also your lips with the pencil. Don't just outline the edges, but fill in your whole lips and then cover with lipstick. I also like to add a little bit of a lighter color right in the middle of my bottom lip to make it pop in the light and look full. This was very wordy, Sarah. I hope that you understood some of that. It's hard to explain with words. My best advice also would be to check out Catherine Morgan. She has a bunch of YouTube videos, like tutorials of stage makeup, and she learned from Michael Avedon the way we do makeup in New York City Ballet, and she's really good at makeup. So if you need some good examples of what it looks like, check out Catherine Morgan's YouTube videos. I wish you all the best and happy Nutcracker.
Thanks for tuning in to another week of Ask Megan. We will be back next week with another new episode. We are always searching for more questions, so if you have one, please don't hesitate to record in. Just go to premieredancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website meganfairchild.com. Wishing you all a wonderful November. Stay healthy during Nutcracker rehearsals, and have a very happy Thanksgiving.